Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, we'll switch our attention a little while for baseball. We'll get back to Tiger Woods later on. It's just amazing that Tiger Woods, just an enormous amount of attention to him. Two big baseball notes before we get to the locals. Number one, baseball as a whole just suffered a severe blow with the loss of Mike Trout. I mean, Mike Trout was putting up unbelievable numbers. He was first in on-base percentage. He was second. He was tied for first in OPS. He was first with Freeman's also. He was first or second or third in almost every statistic in the American League. He was putting up triple crown type numbers. He was off to a phenomenal start. And he goes down now with the thumb injury. He tore a thumb ligament in his left thumb. And surgery will put him on the shelf for probably up to 8 weeks. So the Angels will be without their foundation, their franchise for the next 8 weeks. And like I said, his numbers were staggeringly good. First in on-base percentage, first in slugging, tied for first in OPS. I mean, just right there. And Freeman was the other guy, and Freeman had been out for weeks. So the bottom line is his numbers were just staggering across the board. Now, the guy left with those numbers now in the American League is Judge. He's the one with the numbers now that are just, you know, equally just tremendous for the start. I mean, Judge is, you know, on his way to an incredible season. Now, his batting average may not be as high as as some of the other guys, but the bottom line is his home runs and his RBI numbers are off the charts. Yesterday with, again, his 17th home run with 35 RBIs. Leads the league in runs scored. I mean, just a tremendous start for Judge. So a devastating loss for not just the Angels, but for baseball to be without Trout. The second is the Bryce Harper brawl, which was an unusually nasty baseball fight. And I don't care where you sit as to whether you know that Strickland waited a long time to get back at Harper. He hit him with the fastball. You want to say Harper overreacted? Fine. Explain to me how Buster Posey explains his reaction. I mean, Buster Posey basically, you know, unless Strickland's his worst enemy, when have you ever seen a catcher not even get involved, not even try to forget, get between or slow down the batter? He never even moved. He never even moved and said, I don't want to get hurt. He admitted it. I don't want to get hurt. So he's like, if these guys are dumb enough to go out there and fight this way, I'm not getting involved. I don't want to get hurt. So the guy coming out getting destroyed across baseball is Buster Posey. Because, in every fight, you got to go through the catcher to get to the pitcher. Here, basically the catcher's like, all right, hey, see ya. Hey, have a nice time. And then you saw the reaction. And you saw, Strickland's a big man. Took three guys to get him off the field. And that was a wild, wild brawl. And have they handed down suspensions yet? I guess they haven't yet, have they? So we know we're looking at suspensions for both players. It's not even any question. But the bottom line is, what an odd baseball fight. I mean, one of the weirder looks you ever see. Because when you see those, usually it's the catcher steps, and now the batter's trying to get through the catcher, and the pitcher and the batter might be jawing. But the catcher, here you got a case where, you have no catcher. He's not even in the picture. He's behind the plate. So this was a strange, strange dynamic for Harper. So two of the big stars in baseball, the biggest star, maybe the two biggest stars, or two of the, if Trout's one, Harper's in the top four or top three. He might even be in the top two on some people's minds. So you're talking about a weekend for the two big guys or two of the big guys in all of baseball. And then you have Judge, who continues to just have people shaking their head with his performance. I mean, it just continues, you know, day after day. It doesn't slow down. I mean, it's just remarkable what he's been able to do. Yankees drop a 3-2 decision yesterday to the Orioles. You know, the Orioles desperately needed something good to happen. They've gotten a good year out of Bundy this year. They had been in a terrible, terrible slump, but they get a win yesterday. Montgomery, you know, listen, he's pitched okay. I mean, he's had his moments, but he's pitched okay. The bottom line is, you know, you're not going to hit every day, and the Yankees didn't yesterday. So that's where we are in that game. And for the Mets, listen, they're still five games under 500, which is a long way to go. And they have a lot of work to do. And they have a need to really rebuild part of that team because the bullpen has to be rebuilt. But yesterday you saw a good performance from Gesellman, who knows that once Mazzaluga come back, he's out of the rotation. But be that as it may, he has pitched better of late, but that was his best start in a while. And then Harvey gave you a good performance the other night, at least a better performance. I know the Pirates aren't going anywhere, but the bottom line is it was a better performance for him. And if you can get a little length into these games, you can maybe take some of the pressure off a bullpen that has been absolutely in every way decimated. And the Mets get a 4-2 win yesterday against the Brewers. Needed that. Granderson had three hits the day before. Then he took an 0 for yesterday, so it was a little bit step back. The Mets need to get Flores in the lineup. I know they don't have a place to play him, but they need to try and get him in the lineup. And what's happened right now is dude has gotten hot. And Flores has been on an incredible tear since he came back off the DL. He has been on, well, from the injury, I don't think he ever really went on the DL. Maybe he did. I don't remember if he did or didn't go on the DL. But he was gone out a while. And then when he came back, he's been on like a 390 tear since he came back. Didn't play the last couple of days. Got three hits. So he's been hitting. Grandy's been hitting better. Reyes has been hitting better. Dude has been hitting better. So Walker's been hitting better. So they did get the setback with Cespedes, which didn't help. I mean, they've been very, very patient with Cespedes. They've tried to be very careful, but nothing seems to be working as he came back and obviously needed still another 7 to 10 days because of the tightness in the quad. So that's a bit of a problem, and you're wondering about him as far as that goes. But they have gotten, you know, some, at least for the most part, they have gotten some stability out of the lineup the last couple of days. And then if they Matt's through the great game in the minors, if they get Matt's and Lugo and they put them in the rotation with DeGrom, Harvey, Wheeler, at least now you have a fighting chance with that rotation if you can get those five guys and have Gesellman work into a long roll out of the pen to put him in there and then try to see if you can. They hope they got something with Seawald that they can live with. He seems to be giving them something. Reed's been a little hit or miss. He was better yesterday, although he did also put a couple of men on base before he got the strikeouts. They basically just have to cut those numbers back on the bullpen, and they have a long, long way to go. Forget the division. You're looking at the wild card right now, and even in the wild card, they find themselves seven games in the loss column behind the Dodgers. So that's where you're looking right now. Eight in the division, seven in the wild card. A lot of room to make up because Colorado and the Dodgers both have very nice records, as does Washington. You think the Cubbies will get going. I mean, they've had a very tough time because, you know, they're pitching. Now, they haven't hit. Everyone talks about they haven't hit. They haven't pitched either. Last year, their pitching was off the charts. Their pitching hasn't been even near that this year with what they got last year. They got such a sensational job from their starting pitcher. They didn't miss a start, and they just were tremendous all year. So they got their work. But for the Mets, at least, you can see them starting to build a little bit of a semblance of order that they can build on. But they got a long way back and a lot of ground to make up as they go forward. And for the Yankees, they're still just trying to see exactly when can they get Bird back. How long can they live with the lack of production at the corners, which they just gave Headley a couple days off? He came back. Yes, they got a hit. They're getting very little from the corners. Now, you can do that when you're ripping in so many different spots, but you can't live getting nothing from your corners over a long period of time. And right now, the Yankees are living a long period of time without getting any production from the corners. That cannot continue. And they're hoping Bird solves it on one end, and then we'll see how they solve it on the other. They can easily solve it by bringing Torres up and putting Castro at third. Or putting Torres at third. Bringing Torres up and putting him either at second or third, and then putting Castro at the other position and solve it that way. We know they like Headley. They know they're going to give Headley a chance to stay in that lineup. Joe likes him. Cash likes him, but he has not done anything offensively. He has just been brutal. His numbers in May have been unbelievably bad. Add that into what Carter's done, and you haven't gotten any production. They're hoping Bird will turn that around when he comes back. They need lefty production at first base. They need more production at first base. They need production at third base. They're going to need that because you're going to have guys cool off. Castro, you know, is going to cool off. He's been in the process of that. You know certain guys are going to cool off. And eventually Judge is going to cool off, unless he's going to hit 50 home runs this year. You know, he's already got 17. Leads the league in runs scored. You know, his 35 RBIs, has just done a he's hitting 320. I mean, he's just had a, 319. He's had a sensational start to this year. I mean, Trout might have stolen the MVP from him so far, but that would be it. It'd be him or Trout in the American League. That's how good he's been so far. I mean, he's been the second best player probably behind Trout so far in the American League this year. That's how good he's been. So the Yankees in action tonight. Severino coming off that tremendous performance where he threw 8 innings and just did a tremendous job. Now, he threw a lot of pitches in that game. You want to watch that tonight because he did throw about 110, 111 pitches in that game, and was still throwing 99 in the 8th inning. Does that impact them in this game tonight as they take on Tillman? And we'll see Pill get a start for the Mets. He gets his Major League debut tonight against the Brewers, as the Mets will face Davies tonight as they try to see if they can keep winning. And the Mets schedule is going to toughen up very soon. June 12th, they're going to get the Cubbies, followed by the Nationals, followed by a trip to the Dodgers. That's a very tough stretch for the Mets, and a very big stretch for them as far as this season goes, as to see where they are coming out of that Dodgers series. After they've gone through those three series, the Cubs, the Nationals, and the Dodgers back to back to back, it'll be interesting to see where they are, and that will be very late June when that happens. So the Mets, the way to get that bullpen solidified is to get better starting pitching, get more length out of that starting pitching, and then eventually add another face to that bullpen if they can. They feel like they've helped themselves with Seawald. He's a plus. I know there's talk now. Familia says he might be back this year, but that's still, a bit of a pipe dream at the present time that he could do that. But if they could get Mats, Henry, and Lugo healthy, put Gesellman in there to throw some innings out of that pen, it at least extends it, adds another arm, and they can start to move in the right direction. And then eventually get Cespedes back. They've been without Cespedes for a very, very long time here. And like we said, they've got a lot of ground still to make up, but you're finally seeing a semblance of a rotation coming back together if they can get Mats and Lugo into that rotation very soon. Here's the Mink Man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.